Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I have a couple stories for you guys before we dive into PMI. We haven't done PMI in a while, so we're going to do it today. But this one kind of made me laugh because, it made me kind of sad. If you go wandering out back and you got dead hummingbirds laying around everywhere.
That's very sad.
Huh? What? No?
Oh, no.
I love the hummingbird.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, that's a really good hummingbird. Yes. That's very accurate. What's happening to them, though? Bring it back.
Well, sounds like a Jetsons
right?
car.
Yeah, it is what it sounds like.
It's a Jetsons.
Elroy. Okay.
So I love them. They're cute. I want to hold them in my hand and pet them and kiss them.
They're cute.
Here's a problem. People are putting that hummingbird feeder outside with the red liquid in it. For them to slurp up, which is essentially just sugar water.
Okay.
And this big story out this morning is saying you're killing the hummingbirds with that sugar water because it spoils, especially in the hot weather. They're like, think of this. Would you leave like a can of Coke outside for 2, 3, 4 days in 90-degree heat and then go over and take a swig?
No. Oh,
can you imagine what's growing in there?
Oh,
you know, as far as bacteria and fungi? Well, that's what you're doing to the hummingbirds. You're leaving the little feeders out there full of sugar water. It's getting nasty. They're flying over and sucking it up and then dying.
Oh, oh my so God. Sad. We're actually killing
They're
them.
They're murdering hummingbirds.
Oh, my God.
Stop
no.
it. They say this is fairly common for all these dirty feeders to be hanging out in people's yards and on the side of the house and stuff. So, obviously, the thing that you need to do is take them down, rinse them with hot water, and then replace the liquid every few days.
Every few days is what they're
saying. Think of the hummingbirds' lives, you guys.
No, seriously,
yes.
though. That's
and
actually
sugar
so
water,
sad.
That's we have to keep putting that in there?
What's up, sugar water?
Oh, yeah, that's what they're attracted
the
to.
But is it natural?
That's what it is. It's like nectar or whatever. It's like sweet, and they suck it up.
Real nectar, though.
And then they
but,
die.
Like, what if we give them diabetes or something?
The
with,
diabetes.
Like, straight
get
sugar.
This fat hummingbird flying
around. Is that normal? I know. Like, it can't even fly.
Where's my sugar?
I didn't realize it was just sugar water we're giving them. Like, I thought it was something more natural than
that. What do you think?
Celery stick out there?
I don't know. I don't feed hummingbirds.
I usually fill mine with Hawaiian punch.
I know.
And then they're like,
Sprite. Like, you put Sprite
in there.
That's why they fly so fast. They're all jacked up on sugar water. And then they're dropping like flies.
Oh, my goodness.
Be aware. I just saw it, and I was like, that is something I would never think of.
I wouldn't eat, obviously.
No, I'd put it out for a week.
I'd put it out for months.
Yeah,
I think I still have last summer's hanging out there. Yeah, that's funny. Anyway, so there's your... we're the number one station in hummingbird information.
We are.
That's a fact.
I wanted to keep up on that.
Those numbers came in today, huh?
Yeah, number one in hummingbirds.
Very good.
So there you go. All right, you know, it's been a few days since we've done PMI, so we're going to do it this morning. We've been sifting through all these stories this morning, and we found a positive, a minus, and something a little bit interesting. We call it PMI, and who got to pee today?
I got the pee.
Katie got the pee.
I think it's a really good one, too, because two local 95-year-old twins met up for their birthday at Seven Falls in Colorado Springs.
No
oh,
way.
My gosh.
OMG.
Bob and Dick Gibbs, okay? They
Old
are
Dick
currently,
Gibbs?
Yes, you know him, right?
Dick Gibbs is a good
Bob
guy.
Bob and Dick, you know them. they're currently at the same living facility in Colorado Springs, and Bob says even though he's lived down there in the Springs for 30 years, he's never been to Seven Falls. OMG. Have you been there, Jer?
Can't say that I have, Katie Kat.
You lived here for over 30 years, too. I think that
maybe
needs
I have.
To happen. You've been to Seven
I've
Falls,
been
Josh.
I've been there, yep.
Yeah. And,
I went to Six
neat...
Falls and Eight Falls.
You did
no,
not.
Seven Falls wasn't
stop
your thing.
It.
I don't think Seven was on the list.
Stop
well, Eight Falls
it.
Is one waterfall better, so.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like to go for the better
have
ones.
Have you been maybe to Seven Bridges Trail, then?
No,
right
I've been
up north from that. Okay, well,
I've been
anyway.
To 15 bridges.
I know you have not.
Bridges okay. be crazy.
So the Seven Falls, actually owned by the Broadmoor now, this waterfall has a storied history down in Colorado Springs. It is fascinating. Fascinating, but currently it is owned by the Broadmoor. You take a bus to get there. Mm-hmm. And again, Dick and Bob were able to spend their birthday yesterday there. Now, their birthday was earlier this month, but they made it to the falls yesterday, which was also International Waterfall Day.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
It's like they did that on purpose.
This is the positive of all the positive stories we could find. So just wanted to say happy birthday.
I had a few more you could have chosen. I've got a whole stack of stuff over here.
Happy day after International Waterfall Day to everyone. Yay. Okay.
Oh, man, I don't know how I'm going to follow
that
one up.
Josh, how are you going to top
that? It was
good
for me.
I just don't know how. I don't know. Well,
who are they again?
Dick and Bob.
Who are they?
Gibbs. They're 95-year-old twins who live down in Colorado Springs.
Oh, that's right.
And how many waterfalls did they see?
Seven.
Seven.
Yes, all seven. Yes.
95, huh?
I don't know if they actually, because I don't know if they made it all the way up to all seven, but they definitely saw the ones at the bottom.
There you go. Say two of the seven.
Exactly.
Well, I'm happy for Dick.
More than Jeremy's seen.
All right. Who's got the minus?
I got the minus. All right. I don't know how I'm going to follow that up, but just the Beepster. He's back in
the
news.
No, and no. It's what with the Beeps?
Not very positive. If you follow him on the Instagrams, you would see that he is posting some very cryptic, weird things lately. A lot of really close-up selfies of like random parts of his face.
Look
and then yesterday,
look
in the bathroom.
Face, girl.
Well, it's not like it's
not like that at all. No. It is sad.
What's he doing in the bathroom?
We don't know. That's the problem.
And maybe he just went poo-poo. Just went poo-poo,
Poop selfie, girl.
Yo, poop selfie coming at you. Beebus.
Number two.
Dropping them poo-poo selfies.
Yesterday, he posted screenshots of a very big fight that he had with an unnamed ex-friend, not a friend anymore.
Yeah.
And it was a big conflict where he said, "I will not ever suppress my emotions for someone. Conflict is part of a relationship. If you don't like my anger, you don't like me." The friend responded saying,
"I don't like
his
anger.
Just not used to someone lashing out at me like this." Bieber went on to say that the friendship was officially over and then accused his friend of being a wimp. And that he did not like him anymore, and that he is an oppressive weirdo.
Bieber said the friend was a wimp.
Oh, it's a weird conversation exchange.
Well, he called him something else, but a very big, a very bad word. And then he said that the friend was being an oppressive weirdo. But then he acknowledged his own struggles with anger and said, "Don't you think if I could have fixed myself, I would have already?" So he acknowledges that he's kind of a jerk and that he's mean.
Yo, and here's my poo-poo pic.
And that he posts poo-poo
pics. He did. He came out and said, I know I'm broken.
He is going through it.
He's got something going on, doesn't he?
He is going through it big time.
Millionaire problems, right?
I know. Life is so hard when you have everybody being yes-men to you and you have a lot of money.
Well, again, the mental health of people, you just like with, you don't.
You never know what'll trigger.
You never know.
What happens.
With someone like him where, again, you're right. Everybody has said yes to him his whole life. Mm-hmm. You just cannot put yourself in someone's shoes like that. At least I can't.
But he also wants us.
I'd imagine his shoes are pretty small too. I don't think they fit.
You're like a size 4. He wanted us to stop checking in on him. So Biebs, we're not checking in on you. We're not. I'm just reporting the news. He's like, stop asking me if I'm okay.
I know.
Because he's obviously.
You know what?
I'm going to unfollow him on the Instas.
You should.
Shoot.
He's over it.
All right. That is a big minus.
Get well soon, Biebs.
Way to bring us down, dude.
I'm sorry.
All right, I have the interesting, and it's all about the Gen Zers. Now, they're talking about the Zers working from home. Everybody's been working at home remotely since the COVID, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now there's a big push to get everybody back into the office. And the Zers are mad because it's cutting into their smash time.
Not their smash time, Jer.
They're the smash burgers is what they are.
How long does that take?
The Zers are mad because, yes, going back to the office would mean that you can't spend as much time with your special someone at home to get your smash on. So here is what they are requesting. Zers coming back to the office would like to see something added. They'd like to have private spaces for hookups.
Oh,
or solo play during the workday, says this story.
No,
so they
can
take a break alone or with a coworker, or have a special someone come by. So they need smash spaces at work now.
This is not real.
This is a real thing. They say returning to the office is going to negatively impact their sex lives and disrupt their work-life balance. So to get me back into the office, I need a smash space.
Dude,
and I'm for it. What could go wrong?
You know, people used to...
What could go wrong?
Go to the office to get away from their spouse.
And that's the thing. Like,
I will say this is a thing, guys.
Yeah.
Well, it's a thing. It's not a positive thing.
I like being around my spouse.
Yeah,
I don't even know how, working from home and our hours, it's done wonders for our relationship.
I don't even know the words right now.
Smash space is the word.
Your work isn't supposed to always, I don't know.
But you need breaks. I mean, they've talked about how they need napping pods and stuff at work, how beneficial it is to take a nap at work.
We are so soft.
Yeah, there's something that should be done behind closed doors, though.
Well, the doors will be closed.
It's not going to be in the office kitchen. You don't need your work people knowing that stuff. There's things that are left behind closed doors, figuratively, So that's your specialty.
You go in there, you slide the thing over, it says occupied.
But how awkward is that when you come out and like everyone's like, hey, like, Jeremy, why were you only in there for 48 seconds,
and that's
bro?
The thing, you'd have to stay in there. Even you'd have to stay in there for 20 minutes.
Yeah, I think you guys need to really rethink this because then it's really going to be known that it's not even two minutes.
I think it's fine. You get that relaxation, that, you know, release in the middle of your workday, and you come back and you're more productive throughout the day because you're not all pinned up and you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm putting down.
I think men are for this because it only takes you 90 seconds. Like, for women, it's going to take a little bit more. So, I'm sorry. I think women would be like, no.
That sounds like a woman's issue,
we'll
then.
We'll do this later.
I'll be more productive at work. That sounds like a problem, Katie.
Fine.
Yeah, that's fine. I will be more productive at work. Well, even more so productive, I guess.
Oh, I'm sure. You won't take a nap? You don't pass out immediately
after?
I'll do
that and then go to the nap.
I probably need a nap. I ain't going to lie. I probably need a nap.
Hey, whatever. I'm just telling you what's out there this morning, and the Z-ears want smash spaces.
All of a sudden, I have a headache.
Z-ears suck.
That's all right. Fine.
It's all right.
That's fine.